So the other topic we were going to talk about tonight was Harbor Health. And what we learned through the inventory process about Harbor Health was, you know, the coastal resources and in and around the harbor and the waterfront do provide a lot of ecological functions for fish and wildlife. There's a bunch of different mapped areas. This is sort of a zoomed in one on the wading bird and waterfowl habitat. There's eelgrass identified. There's shellfish habitat areas. There's also those yellow and red lines, if you'll recall, are coastal bluff identified areas, so unstable coastal bluffs, and then the red ones are highly unstable coastal bluffs. That's where you get a lot of erosion. And this is just a bigger map of the harbor, which shows a bunch of different areas. So you can see, you know, a few other areas where you can see that the state anyway is identified as suitable for wading bird and waterfowl habitat, and some other locations for shellfish. And a couple of the things that we identified as threats to the harbor health were water quality, I think, was the primary target here. From stormwater runoff or other non-point source pollutions, but there's also direct, call it point source pollutions or discharges directly into the harbor. There's probably more, so I wanted to spend a little bit of time making sure we'd identify what those are. And then the result of the water quality is that we already know it, is that there's a shellfish closure, which isn't fully related to everything that's happening specifically in Rockland Harbor, but it's a large closure. And also swimming warnings. I think I saw a report today, actually, that identified, I think it was 2012, and then there's another one in 2016, and it looks like back in 2012 there was a lot of, not closures, but warnings for people not to swim at Sandy Beach because of water quality issues. There were six of those, I think, in 2012. And then by 2016 it had gone down to two, so things are improving a little bit, at least from that indicator. But I think I wanted to brainstorm a little bit tonight about, you know, A, what are we missing from the threats to harbor health, and B, things like this. What do we need to recommend in terms of how we think about harbor health comprehensively, I guess. So, Ron. Ron's got some ideas. Well, I'm probably going to write
now. One very simple one is all the information you get from the different dredging plans that have come across, they all give you a bit of an outline of what the sedimentary health is there. And as you know, lobsters burrow in and then they use their swim rest. They tend to recirculate some of that sediment a fair bit, as well as dredging, of course, and vessels that are moving around like ferries with big props. So that's an important thing to do, is find out what the sediment is. And happily, there are tests that have been done quite a bit. The aquaculture folks have also done current studies for something Neil Parker proposed way back. And that was a coral and sponge eelgrass site over by the breakwater. But so they came out, did a water survey, did a plant survey. They were surprised. I still have audio from the boat. He was very surprised how much biodiversity was out there. I think John mentioned that a bit there before, and it's a really good video if you want to see that sometime. But those are two good sources of information that are high quality info from the DMR and from the Corps of Engineers, I guess.
Yep, that's right. The Corps will require dredging projects to do soil samples, and then they send it off to the lab and helps determine, you know, where the dredging materials are appropriately disposed of. Yep. And some of this, the other thing, as I think about some of this, is, you know, what's important to have as a baseline set of information, but also the regulatory structure does require a lot of this analysis that you're already asking for. That's why you have to go and get, a lot of times when you're doing big marine construction projects, you have to actually do the habitat survey and a bunch of other things.
Very useful info.
Yep.
And Rockland does a pretty good job. I know, and in the years you were talking about, when we had the six warnings and the two warnings, Camden's Beach and Lincolnville Beach had twice as many.
Yeah.
We were actually the cleanest of the three.
So. Well, it sounds like just historically, you know, based on your industrial past to present
time, you would expect us to be worse, but we're,
Yeah, and I think it's a common in a sort of industrial harbor, particularly the soils, to be something you want to test before you start digging them up and spreading them around. So, but I think generally, I want to make sure, you know, this is a big topic. We don't, we're not necessarily going to solve all the issues for Harbor Health, but I think it's an important place to sort of start to set the stage for supporting efforts or recommending things like a baseline data survey or
inventory.
Inventory.
There's conversation about a pesticide ban for the city. And certainly the plastic bag ban. People talk about pursuing that further in terms of plastics. So I don't know how much effect that really has on the harbor, but certainly supporting those efforts might be a
As I was I've been thinking about this, and I'm not trying to direct the conversation here, but it seems to me like a lot of the things that we might put in this section are support or support initiatives to, regulate the use of pesticides near the waterfront, or support initiatives to continue to limit the use of plastics into our oceans, or, recommend baseline inventory of harbor health or species or biodiversity, whatever it ends up being, things like that. Kind of get into the harbor plan, but we may not be more specific. You know, we don't have. It's hard to like figure out the environmental thing. Or I even think about support the continued treatment of non-point source pollution, which is a big deal in all waters. So things like that. And I'm not saying that we need to get to the point of recommending like that all the shellfish areas be open for harvesting. It's that's maybe a bigger issue, but you maybe you do want to have water. Your goal could be to have a water quality that would support aquaculture or something.
Is making progress in separating the storm water.
They're working on it.
Get some more this year.
That was a fun. That was an interesting comp plan find for me, by the way, to know that there's areas that are not separated.
There's still straight pipes.
Crazy. In Rockland.
I'm just very certain that you could get either the technical school there to adopt the harbor literally and have that as part of their curriculum, as making regular studies of the. Of the water quality, of the fish quality there, and so on. And that would be a great way to combine two needs, really, for people to get more hands-on experience as kids and a reason to, because it's a nice contained harbor that you can, that's possible to do a review of every year. State of the harbor, I think the Marine Technical School, whatever you want to call it there, certainly be up to that.
So maybe we make it broad, like encourage cooperation for educational purposes, and then I like the term State of the Harbor Report or Adopt a Harbor. Does that work for everybody? We just add that in? Anything else while I'm writing?
I do think it's important for us to encourage a real clear understanding of what the health of the harbor is now. Because it's inevitable that there's going to continue to be development both in the harbor and near the harbor. And the concerns that we've had about runoff and the concerns we have about everything that goes into the harbor, we need to kind of know where we are now so that we know. So we're not stuck with saying, okay, we're going to ban pesticides, and then separate thing that says, okay, now we need to ban anybody dumping their motor oil anywhere in the watershed. those kind of specific things, we need to, you know, I need to know what was the baseline of a particular child's asbestos, you know, level.
Right.
Before I know whether or not moving into that house made any difference, right? Knowing that ahead of time, knowing the health of the harbor tells us what changed, what improved, and what got worse, and where did it come from, whether that's pesticides or E. coli.
Yep. And that kind of ties into the whole state of the harbor initiative, if you will, that you know, you get a, maybe it's not annually, but every other year or whatever it is, you know, the state actually has to do water quality reports. I think it's every 3 or 4 years that they do them to the Congress. Yeah. You can find it online. I'll have to show you the link.
I can see that.
I'll have to send you the link. Yep. 2016 was the last one. That's why I was looking at it today. Yeah.
Can I ask, what were you just, what happened in 2016?
So there's a, you know, the Department of, I don't know if it's, I can't remember, I have the link. But anyway, it's the state of Maine provides a report of the state's water quality to the Congress because of certain federal obligations that they have. I'm not sure all the specifics, but there's the last one they did was in 2016. And the next one they're working on was for, I think, 2019 or 20. Maybe it's every 4 years.
Town by town?
No, it's the whole, so it's more broad than that. So it's not as easy. I was like trying to go through and see if I could just pull out Rockland stuff. It's not that easy. I wish it was.
Who were the guys that, it might have been 2016, that there were two or three very interesting looking powered catamarans that were towing some kind of an underwater.
That was NOAA. Redoing the charts.
Those charts.
So we topo.
They were coming into the harbor, though.
Yeah, they did. They resurveyed the whole harbor.
Yep. Soundings.
Yeah. Yep.
Actually, they did most of Penobscot Bay.
Right. I saw them all over the place. Yeah. That was just a sounding survey.
It's not necessarily going to tell us what's growing.
Mm-mm. No. No, so I think I did try to capture your idea early on, but I just want to make sure that resonates with everybody because I think it's something that we've talked about. But yeah, it's that, you know, baseline inventory of what's here in the harbor. So you can judge, are you getting better? Are you getting worse? You know, and then how does a particular project affect that?
Great.
And then you can actually value somehow, you know, how do you, when you're having a project, you know, what are the risks and or costs and or benefits associated with that particular project? So we're not making value judgments on any of that. Now we're just saying this is important information that's needed in order for us to make judgments. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anything I'm missing on harbor health? I feel like it's a broad topic, but I think there's some statements I can take from what we just talked about and put it in there, we can review it. That's it? We're good?
Yes.
Awesome. All right, well, it's 7:30. That was the last topic item I had on the list.
All right.